With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed sorrow over the deaths of six hostages, saying the killings prove that terror group Hamas does not want a ceasefire deal. Bernie Bennett has more.
Netanyahu said Sunday that he was heartbroken to hear the news of the hostages' deaths. He accused Hamas of killing them in cold blood and said Israel would hold the group accountable. He also accused the group of scuttling ongoing ceasefire efforts. Netanyahu said whoever murders hostages doesn't want a deal. Critics in Israel have accused Netanyahu of dragging his feet in ceasefire talks, a charge he denies. Bernie Bennett reporting.
An Israeli-American family that became an international icon in the struggle to free hostages in Gaza has laid their son to rest. Hersh Goldberg Poland's body was recovered over the weekend after being murdered by Hamas terrorists just as soldiers were approaching the spot where he was being held. Thousands attended the funeral Monday for the 23-year-old man in a Jerusalem cemetery. Hundreds of anti-Israel pro-Hamas demonstrators set off smoke bombs at a protest in New York City Monday afternoon while demanding a ceasefire. The latest New York protest comes after the six hostages were executed over the weekend. Also at SRNnews.com, five people were shot by a gunman who opened fire along a parade route Monday.
New York City's West Indian American Day Parade, one of the largest celebrations of Caribbean culture, was marred by a shooting along the parade route. The shooting happened hours after the parade kicked off, with thousands of revelers dancing and marching through Brooklyn. The parade, an annual Labor Day event in its 57th year, turns Brooklyn's Eastern Parkway into a kaleidoscope of feather-covered costumes and colorful flags, alongside floats stacked high with speakers playing soca and reggae music. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is SRN News. Officials in Vermont are offering some advice on language, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The state's health department is urging residents to use gender-neutral terms to describe family. No more son or daughter, call them kids or children. Vermont schools have already embraced the order, and now the general public is being urged to join in. The health department says, quote, "When talking about family, it's important to use terms that cover the many versions of what family can look like." Most of the replies on the Facebook post were by people who said they intend to ignore it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report from Columbia University's Anti-Semitism Task Force describes a hostile climate for Jewish and Israeli students at the New York City institution during the last school year. The report also recommends university-wide training and better reporting measures. It comes days before the start of a new school year and in the wake of pro-Hamas protests. This is SRN News. A river is flowing free again just in time for salmon spawning season.
Near the California-Oregon border this week, workers using excavators breached the final dams on a key section of the Klamath River. Mark Branson.
The electric company that previously owned the dams made a decision that they did not want to continue to operate them.
So they were transferred to Branson's Klamath River Renewal Corporation and removed. But Don Gentry with the Klamath Tribes says the salmon's return won't be automatic.
It may take really concentrated efforts, some hatchery supplementation.
Still, the passage is now clear, and there have already been reports of salmon starting their journey. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Dublin portal in New York City is closed after providing a virtual bridge between the two cities since May. The technology sculpture that allowed visitors to connect with their Irish counterparts in real time has attracted hundreds of thousands of people. More details at SRNnews.com.